Imagine catching up on Carrie and Tommy in a hot air balloon over Alice Springs. That's one thing you could do on holidays in the NT. Book your NT experience now at Qantas.com.
2 plus 2 is 4. Minus one, that's 3. Quick maths.
What's that sound for? Are you feeling nervous?
I was trying to actually think who Rocky fought, and then I can't remember. Who's the guy that Rocky fought?
Oh, for the music, like the doom. Doom, doom, doom.
Like he's because then his son came back. This is what was going through my head. And so then instead of saying anything, I just went, that's why I just went,
What we're doing now is we're doing the Maths Olympiad because last week, maybe the week before, you took on Ollie in a maths challenge.
Maths Olympiad makes it sound not fun. We're doing a mathematical challenge. For the ages, yeah, but this is about more than school because I've been out of school for quite some time. This is about bragging rights through eternity to find possibly the greatest mathematician that has entered your granny flat.
This is what went
me
down.
And your son Ollie.
Yes, and this is what went down when the two great minds last met.
It's a draw, return round next week, and we do a different math.
Division, do hard ones.
Multiplication. That's my worst one. I started going easy on you because multiplication is the one I'm worst at. You wait till we get to subtraction. I'm awesome at that. So you wanted to do division, Ollie?
Yes, but yeah. I have something to say to you first.
Oh, no. What is it?
Were you ever in Olympiad at school?
I may have got the record in my school for the highest ever score in the maths Olympiad.
That's just not true.
But I still may have. Are you doing it at the moment, or?
Yes, I am. I'm in it.
Evie just asked, what's that smell? That's the smell of victory, Evie. From Ollie.
Victory can smell different in all its forms.
Someone's nervous and farted.
So, because I'm being nice to the younger generation, you got your wish and we're doing division this week. How are you feeling?
Awesome.
Yeah, that's just because you just told me just off air that you've just seen two of the answers already, so you think you're going to kick my ass.
All right. Are you ready to go, you two?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Buzz in with your name, remember?
No, you just buzz in with your voices, remember, because your voices are obvious who you are.
But you have to buzz in, right?
You just have to say the answer.
They say, well, yell the answer out.
Well, you've changed the rules.
That was last week. No, I haven't. We've got a piece of paper that says they don't have to buzz in with their names. The voices are obvious enough.
Okay. Apollo Creed, Tommy. That's who Rocky for.
Apollo Creed, that's
yep,
right.
You're welcome.
Because the new one's called Creed. Yeah.
Question one. 30 divided by 3.
10.
10.
Oh! I thought it was. I think you may have seen that answer. Okay.
Well, I just had a guess before you said the second number.
77 divided by 11.
7.
Good job.
2-0.
What's it out of?
5.
Cool.
Best of 5.
Rocky's against the ropes. And I've seen the first movie and he loses. I wish I'd chosen a different character to be me.
15 divided by 3.
5.
5.
Oh, Tommy's in.
Oh, Tommy.
2-1.
Okay. 72 divided by 12.
6.
Oh, tiebreak!
No, there's one more question in it. This is the dividing question. All right, you ready?
Are you 9. Ready? Hang on. I need to know. Ollie, are you ready? Because I feel like after the two answers that you saw, you've kind of crumbled a bit. You ready? Are you ready, Ollie?
Yes.
Okay.
9 divided by 9.
1.
Oh, he's done it!
Yeah!
Oh. Ollie, the king of division.
Champ, how are you feeling?
I'm so good. Tommy, you suck.
Mate, division was my worst. I get to pick for next week. Addition.
Ooh.
Again?
No, we haven't done addition.
Division.
No, but we did addition last week.
No, we did division.
Oh, guys,
timetables, wasn't it?
Oh, no. We buzzed in with your names and it was multiplication.
Sorry, not division.
I thought yeah.
And the week after, we're going to do memory. Good luck with that one, Ollie.
I have a better memory than you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm Australia. Welcome back to the show. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Same, same, but backwards coming up next.
Who would you say is responsible for this granny flat?
Well, if you're judging by the name, some type of granny. but I reckon you are responsible. You're the doer in the family. And I feel like when you got this house, the granny flat wasn't here. It's got a newer feel to it.
Okay. But now that it is our workspace,
oh,
who's
sorry,
responsible
I was
for
saying it literally as in who built it.
No.
No. I've misunderstood.
Michael, and he did a great job. No.
Did you organise, Michael?
I did.
See,
yeah,
I was correct then. Misunderstood the question. So
no,
what do you mean?
In the current state that it's in, us working from it, who do you think is responsible for its conditions?
I'm judging by the fact that there's three bins that are overflowing and the joint constantly stinks. I reckon Sonda probably is responsible
for the
cleaning of the
granny.
I'm glad
you've said that. Because my mum came over on the weekend. We were away.
And Jenny rocked around.
Yeah. I don't know why she came over. Yeah. I think she may have come over just to tell the Easter Bunny that we were going to be away and that we were coming back in the afternoon. I think that's why she'd come over. But she also, like mums do, did a bit of fossicking around.
Yes.
You know, they like to fossick.
Well, also, like most mums, Jenny probably has a nose and she could smell something from the house that was just seeping from the backyard. She went, that's the granny flat.
So then she came over yesterday and she said the cleaners were here and they just left. And she said, do they do the granny flat? And I was like, well, no, they don't, because we've never used the granny flat really for anything. If friends come over, I clean it and that's it. She goes, I reckon you should send them down there. And I was like, why? It's a workspace. And she goes, have you been in there? I'm like, yeah, I work in there every day. She said, the bathroom is disgusting.
The bins are
overflowing. And she said, I just don't think it's an acceptable way for the granny flat to pee.
No, I agree. I totally agree. I haven't ventured into the bathroom. We also, people won't know, but we have a partition that separates our recording bit. I don't venture onto the other side. It was just Evie asked me just before. She goes, where do I put my rubbish?
Yeah.
And I looked over and there was just a pile of rubbish. And she even said, she goes, that's gross. And I was like, if the little kid is looking and going, that's gross. I just assumed we were going to set fire to it after we were done and then be done with it. Do it as an insurance job.
Do you ever use the bathroom down here?
Not once.
And see, neither do I.
Because there's a hole in the door and my only experience of the bathroom is when we're up in the main house and Sonda waves.
To yeah, you can see the window. You can see through.
And so
design fault that I need to fix.
I just struck that out and I said
because I don't use it either, which means there's only one person using it. Yeah. So there's only one person that's responsible for this smell, and that is Sonda.
Yeah.
Sonda,
yeah.
Please take the stand.
Yeah.
Do you think you might be able to clean the granny flat?
All right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, don't feel too bad, Son. If I need to pee, I just pee in the pool. And I haven't swum in the pool once, so that's just me peeing from the outside in.
Do you have any defence?
Only this. If I can blame another producer, I will. I did ask Caitlin to organise for cleaners to come to the granny flat because I could see my job as a producer was to produce the show, but that there were going to be some other issues like bin management, etc., that were not in my repertoire.
But also, I don't know where all the rubbish comes from.
You know that we're a paperless show, Tommy. That's a joke. I print out about 100 pieces of paper every day.
And I often see you cooking up things in the microwave. I don't know what you're making.
No, that's Christian.
Christian hasn't worked with us for weeks.
And all this is bloody Jenny Craig stuff's rotting in the fridge. So that might be part of the problem.
Right. So is your house like this? All right, well,
I think this went from something funny to something real sad.
Yes, this is proper intervention time, isn't it?
Can I report back to Jenny?
Yes.
That next time she fossicks around the granny flat, it will be cleaned up.
Yes, I will come over early tomorrow and do a bit of cleaning. Yes, not my job.
We don't live here.
Yeah, who cares?
And we're going to be done with this soon, aren't we?
Absolutely.
If I can stretch it out for as long as I can, I will.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Let's do this.
Same, but backwards.
A lot of listening to songs.
You weren't listening to the opener, were you?
Listening to songs, backwards?
Yeah.
How would I possibly do that?
I don't know. Well, you're so competitive. I thought you might have wanted to get the winning edge.
No. I mean, how do you think that I would make that happen? How would you play a song backwards? If I went, hey, because you've got an hour now to go and
can't
play a song backwards.
Can't you get your old cassette player out, rewind it, and then press play? Doesn't that play it backwards?
Rewind it, then press play? No, it just takes it back to the start. How am I losing to you? How am I losing?
I'm sure on a cassette player you used to be able to play things backwards.
No, that's when you rewind. Yeah, but that's at fast speed. This is normal speed.
Good chat.
Not a bad game though. Once we get sick of this, just do same but rewind and they're sped up. Make it even harder.
I don't think we've nailed this yet.
No, we don't need that. Let's go, Buzzy.
Carrie, you are, because you're 4-2 up for the year. Song number one.
Integration are free. I know.
So, Tommy, Carrie. See ya.
Tommy.
It is. Oh, I couldn't remember his name.
Oh, okay.
1-0. God,
just when I thought I wasn't interested, and then you win, and it really gets you up and going, doesn't it?
All right. Song number 2.
These soaring anthems.
Can you play it again?
Yep.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Just a reminder to buzz in with your name first, okay?
Yeah, we don't have to answer.
Oh, I do.
Is it Sia Chandelier again?
I don't know
again?
Who sings it. No, I can't remember. All
right. You're going to kick yourself. Nelly's Just a Dream.
That is what I was thinking.
Who is it and what's the
song
name?
That's what I meant. That's why I didn't know. I don't know who it is and what the song name is.
It's Nelly, isn't it?
Nelly, Just a Dream. All right. Still 1-0 to Tommy. Here is song number 3.
Tommy. It is Pink. And it is...
good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I gave you enough now that you'll know. And it is Beautiful Trauma.
Oh, you're going to kick yourself. Not true.
Can you play it again for me?
Absolutely.
No. No. It's not... I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
What
three
about
seconds,
us?
Gary?
No, it's not. It's
Funhouse?
It's Family Portrait.
Oh, you love that song.
No, you're both wrong. No, you're both
damn
wrong.
It. Is it not?
Amy Shark's Mess Her Up.
Oh. So
good.
Sounds
on
like Pink backwards.
Yeah.
All right. So it's still 1-0.
Well, that was a real roller coaster.
Two
I've never got
go.
One song wrong so many times.
Song number 4, still 1-0.
Tommy.
Oh, this is you. I don't know what his name is, but...
Drake.
It's now.
Hotline Bling.
Oh. No. It's his one that's out now, isn't it? Play it again.
Not about that last bit.
I don't know what it's called.
Dominic Fike. We love this song.
Yeah, it's tune.
All right, still 1-0 to Tommy. We have one song to go. Carrie, if you get this, we draw.
It's been a disaster.
I know.
Which still means you keep your lead.
Their radios going, how? You guys have played this game for 2 years. That is still so bad.
Tommy, if Carrie doesn't get this, though, you win. And you...
Great stuff.
Okay, here we go. Song 5.
Carrie. Love on Top, Beyonce.
It is!
Yes, it is! You're
the one. From nowhere! Sonda loves Beyonce.
Sorry,
sorry. I really
favorite.
Do.
Yeah.
Game changer. Is there another thing, Buzz?
Do we have a tiebreaker one?
That was 5.
We don't have a tiebreaker.
No, we play the draw.
Oh.
Thank you for tuning into the show for the first time, executive producer Sonda.
Long-time caller, first-time listener.
I didn't realise her headphones was playing old Hamish and Andy podcasts this whole time.
Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Big Easter weekend, and I feel like some people have taken this whole week off and some people are definitely still recovering. How was your Easter weekend?
It was great.
Yes?
I don't feel like I ate as much chocolate as I would have liked, but
okay.
That's all right.
There's still time. You can make up for it now.
Well, but we were talking to Buzz before, though, and Buzz said he can't even get Easter eggs anymore, so
I went there on
out. You've got a theory, Buzzy.
Well, I went there on, like, Easter Sunday and no eggs anywhere. You know, like, you used to go
usually
to the supermarket.
The day of the discounting.
That's the thing, yeah. Usually you say 50% off because we just got back from our holiday on the weekend and we wanted Easter eggs, couldn't get any, so we ended up settling with a box of favourites.
Not quite the same, but I've been eating a lot of hot cross buns and I've put 5 packs in the freezer so I can eat them for the next 2 months.
Well, I think I might have you... have a disappointment factor that tops both of yours because I thought I would get my housemates presents for Easter.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, but not chocolates. I thought I would get them drones, right?
What?
Because I've had this dream of being able to drone race around our house. So you open the front door, fly over the house, and then you open the back door and back round so you do a loop, right? So I went out and got us 3 drones.
Oh, my God. You have time in your life to even... see this through.
I don't know how you think about anything else.
I know.
And so I got three drones with stick cameras on them.
You bought them or you hired them?
No, I bought them.
As presents?
Yeah. And I sent around a message and said, all right, we're comfortable clothing and make sure you have your phones fully charged. We're meeting at 10 a.m. in the kitchen. And
oh, you're so fun.
I asked the dude at JB Hi-Fi, like I asked him five times. I'm like, the battery's fully charged. And he said, yeah, but you only get 30 minutes charge time out of each battery. And so I said, okay, well, I'll buy these booster packs so we each get three batteries. So we're ready to go and we can do an hour of drone racing. Great. This is going to be the best Easter ever. Then the boys, we all meet in the kitchen and then we go to turn on these drones. Of course, none of the batteries are charged.
Aww.
And the batteries take over 2 hours to charge. Everybody has stuff on, right, the rest of the day. So we don't get to use them on Easter Sunday. Finally, the next day, we get to use them. The Wi-Fi signal on them is so weak that you can't stay in one place and fly the drone around the house. So you've got to run after it out the front.
And jump over the house.
And then you've got to try and run under the house as it's flying over the house to meet it in the backyard and fly back through. And it is a disaster, absolute disaster. And the only thing that made it worse was then that night, because Luke posted a picture on Instagram about, he goes, Tommy got me a drone and posted these photos of it, taking photos of his head. And then I started getting tagged. And I reckon I got tagged 60 times in a Batuta Advocate article
Batuta Advocate?
You know, they put up real funny headlines of like made up news stories. They're great, right? But that day they put up the headline, unsure what to spend his money on, untalented single man decides to buy a cool drone.
Is that you or Luke?
Happy Easter, everybody.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, we've had an exciting week on the show because Tommy and I have agreed that we are going to run/walk, you run, me walk, the Point to Pinnacle in Tasmania in November. Tell us all about it, Tom. Tom.
Well, that's very confusing. Yeah, that's called me Tom, and then we have someone on the line called Tom.
No, I wanted you, Tommy.
The Point to Pinnacle is an amazing event. thanks, Cair. I'll pick it up from here. The Point to Pinnacle is an amazing event.
I get distracted because they're so exciting. What do you know about it?
Yeah. it's the world's toughest half marathon, and that's haven't agreed to do it at all. You've bullied me into participating.
I sent you a message on Saturday from Tasmania and said, I've got a new thing for us to do, and you said yes.
I said, we'll see.
You didn't say it. Do you want me to find the message?
No, just go to your other Tom. Why have you got him on the line?
Okay, I've got another Tom on the line. Because Tom is the owner of a fitness centre that I train at, and he took a group of people from Northside Fitness up to the Pinnacle last November. He did the Point to Pinnacle, and I want him to train us for this big race, and I've got him on the line now. Hello, Tom.
Hello, how are you going?
Can I just clarify something? Is your last name Gargulio or Gargiulo?
Gargiulo.
Oh, because
I've been calling you the wrong name for 2 years.
Tom, I've just heard your name for the first time, but Carrie insisted it was Gargulio, despite our producer saying many times, no, it's Gargiulo.
It's pronounced wrong a lot of the time. That's all right.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Gargiulo. But Tom,
Gargiulo sounds better. We're going to stick with that.
They said it's the toughest half marathon in the world. You ran it. How was it?
Yes, they're about right. It's very hard. I think people possibly underestimate it because they look at a half marathon as not being too bad. But Point to Pinnacle is not your regular half marathon by any means.
It's obviously not straight up a hill, but the whole thing is a climb, and it's, Carrie said, about 1,200 to 1,300 metres ascent. I'm looking at the record time here for last year, which was actually a course record. Ben St. Lawrence did the whole half marathon in an hour and 21 minutes. That's that's going a fair clip for a normal half marathon. Tom, I know you did it as well. How did your time stack up to Ben St. Lawrence?
Well, if you add on about an hour and a little bit more, it's somewhere in the ballpark in what I did it in.
That's still short. So you did it, 2.5 and a bit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, and so
the day that we did it was actually the hottest day on race record in Hobart.
Oh, no.
So it was like 30 degrees.
Oh,
and I had a lot of people had to withdraw with like heat stroke-related injuries and things like that.
I actually think with running, heat is worse than cold. I was thinking of this running around Antarctica. Yeah, but I thought running around Antarctica, because I've also done some fun runs where it's been on hot, and I actually had the thought many times around Antarctica, I was thinking to myself, I think I would rather the minus 15 I was in than a 30-degree day.
Yeah, it's a lot harder to cool yourself down, I think, when it's really hot. The guys did it, so we've done it twice. Last year they did it and it wasn't even anywhere near that hot, which is good. So,
Tom, you've been wanting me to do this for a long time and I laugh at you. And I actually sent you a message from the Pinnacle on Saturday saying, I can't believe you ran up this, you idiot.
Yeah.
And then a couple of hours later, I decided I wanted to go up it and that I was going to be that idiot that joined you on this adventure. So, first of all, I'm in.
It was funny because I joked with my wife when you sent that and I was like, I bet you Carrie's going to do it.
Well, you know me very well, Tom. You know me very well. However, I am going to walk it because I know my limitations and I'm not capable of running it. But Tommy, or Tom as I call him, is going to run it, aren't you, Tommy?
So here's the thing, because, and Tom, I reckon you'll agree with this, is that I think knowing your limitations is being a bit piss weak. So I'm happy that if you're reduced to walking at some time, I will agree to attempt to run this thing, knowing that most people that attempt to run it can't run the whole way. If you to agree to at least giving running a shot, Carrie.
Okay, the only slight hesitation is I'm not 100% sure my pelvic floor will allow me to run it, so I need to get checked out first. If my pelvic floor
let's make that a radio event as well. Give us a call if you want to check out Carrie's pelvic floor and see if it's fit to run.
I thought the radio event was we both get our pelvic floors checked out.
I'll have my pelvic floor checked out. It's been a while.
If I'm good to go, I will attempt to run it.
Yep.
How about that?
That sounds great.
I will attempt.
Okay.
Attempt. But Tom, how did you make it to the top running?
Not the whole way. No. No.
Possible to make it to the top?
Running the whole way?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You can definitely run the whole way, but it's dependent on the weather, I think. It really makes a big difference. So
are you blaming the heat for why you didn't make it to the top?
Well, we've got to have some excuse. <Yeah. laughs>
So we're hoping for a cold day with some kind of strange upwind that pushes us up the hill.
Yeah, pushes you up, you know. But we had like about 20-plus people both years do it and everyone has made it to the top, either the running or walking. So people did a mixture of both from the gym. So.
Has anyone from your group run the whole way?
Yes. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Okay, Tommy,
Is that awkward, Tom, when you run the whole group but you're not the one that makes it to the top?
Running the whole way?
Yes.
Well, the year I did it...
it's back to the heat again, isn't it?
I had one person who got up ahead of me, but, you know, I'm training people to be the best that they can be on the day, so...
Yeah. You are, and you're an awesome trainer.
Yeah, and well, there's an old saying of can't do, can teach. And so your running coach doesn't need to be able to run.
No, you are amazing. And I'm hoping that if we give you a buzz back next week, you can come up with a training plan for both Tommy and I, which we will try and stick to.
You think I'm taking a running plan from the guy who couldn't make it to the top running?
You wait, mate. You're going to be bleeding up this mountain.
Oh, and God, I hope not. That means my pelvic floor is giving way.
Northside Fitness is where you are at. Are you into training us for this?
Absolutely. Yeah, we can get you out there.
All right.
Tom Gargiulo, or as Carrie calls you, Tom Gargiulo, thank you so much for your time.
No worries, guys. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. Time to wrap up the week like this.
When we look back upon the week that was... We reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
Oh, do you want to go first, Bickers?
I mean, I think I'll be raw about something that happened to me this week for the rest of my life. Every time
I look at
my precious baby, I'll think, was she an accident? So I was on the ferry. three kids, right? Yeah. Now, I'll admit, it's a lot of kids, right? Yes. Never thought I'd have three. I've got a whole lot of children now, right? And I was jiggling one of them, and a lady leaned over from the booth behind me, because we were on this fair, and she leaned over and she said, "Oh, Mum of the Year." And I was like, "Oh." And she said, "Look at you go. You're a super mum, aren't you?" And I was like, "Oh, hello to you." And she said, "Three kids, hey?" And I was like, I know, it's a lot, And I was jiggling Addie, and she said, "Oh, a little accident." Oh. And I was like, "What?" And the answer is no, she wasn't. And who says to someone, "Are they an accident?"
You know, doth protest too much. You know they say that. You brought it up so many times this week that I thought, maybe. But you know what? It's so funny that you mentioned that, because I'll be eternally raw for something as well this week. And that is that when you showed me a picture of your gorgeous baby earlier this week, it had three arms, and it's something that I can't unsee.
I almost posted this pic on the weekend because I thought it was such a gorgeous little pic. And then Chris said, "You cannot post that." And then I said, "Why? How do you feel when you see that?"
Oh, my God. It's a gorgeous picture of Walks holding baby Addie in the bath, in the cropped version.
Yeah.
And the uncropped version, so then there what seems happens to be another small baby in the picture.
Oh, cute
alarms. I didn't just know we were all not. Don't ever say that to a guy. If they ever take his pants off. Oh, that's cute. Oh, that's a cute little. Anyway, Buzzy, what are you and your cute little arms doing over there?
I'm raw this week as well, guys. Not only do I know all the songs and listen to all the songs whilst the songs are on in our show, I've actually also got a computer screen that tells me.
Strange thing to brag about, but
I like listening, I know them, but I've also got a computer screen that tells me how long the song's got to go, and all those factors couldn't stop me from making a big mistake this week. Right across the country, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. I'm not sure what happened with that song. It just stopped randomly.
How much of our chat did you get?
Zero.
Oh.
Good.
Yeah, very lucky.
Great.
Oh, because we were chatting about some highbrow stuff.
I like to think of your job as like autopilot. You know how pilots just sit and then they
I'd love for you to come over here and try doing my job and saying how easy it actually is.
Well, we should do that one day. Yeah. Swap jobs. I mean,
but what would be the worst that happens? 10 seconds of dead air?
All right, we got to get out of here. Back on Monday, though, Tommy live from the Northern Territory with a bunch of our listeners. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll catch you then.
Perfect. You're all caught up on Carrie and Tommy. Now book your perfect NT holiday experience at Qantas.com. Ba-dum-bum-bum.